U.S. Navy engages in fight with Houthis, sinking three boats, and killing crews. By Christina Wong on December 31, 2023. U.S. Navy helicopters on Sunday sunk three Houthi boats, killing their crews, after the terrorists attempted to hijack a commercial vessel and were fired on in response to the besieged container ship's distress call. On December 31 at 6:30 a.m. Sana'a time, the container ship Maersk Hangzhou issued a second distress call in less than 24 hours reporting being under attack by four Iranian-backed Houthi small boats. The small boats, originating from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen, fired crew served in small arms weapons at the Maersk Hangzhou, getting to within 20 meters of the vessel, and attempted to board the vessel. A contract-embarked security team on the Maersk Hangzhou returned fire. Central Command, CENTCOM, outlined in an issued statement. U.S. helicopters from the USS Eisenhower, CVN-69, and Gravely, DDG-107, responded to the distress call and in the process of issuing verbal calls to the small boats. The small boats fired upon the U.S. helicopters with crew-served weapons and small arms. The U.S. Navy helicopters returned fire in self-defense, sinking three of the four small boats, and killing the crews. The fourth boat fled the area. There was no damage to U.S. personnel or equipment, CENTCOM said. It is the first time that the U.S. military has killed Houthi crews in response to attack on commercial vessels and U.S. ships in the Red Sea since they began in October. There have been at least 23 attacks by the Houthis on commercial vessels since then, with some of them causing damage. Prior to this, the U.S. Navy had shot down drones and missiles fired from Houthi areas in Yemen, but had not engaged directly with Houthi forces. It appears to be the first time Houthi forces fired on U.S. Navy helicopters, and Pentagon officials have maintained that the U.S. military has the right to self-defense. The U.S. Navy's counterstrike came after widespread criticism that the Biden administration's attempt to stand up an international coalition to deter the Houthis from attacks in the Red Sea was failing. Despite the announcement of the coalition, the Houthis continued their attacks and commercial shippers were still wary of sending ships through the Red Sea and using an alternate, and longer route. Furthermore, U.S. allies were reluctant to join the coalition, or reluctant to dedicate any ships or many personnel to it. In recent days, CENTCOM had begun stating Houthis were targeting U.S. ships. For weeks prior, the Pentagon had claimed the Houthis' intended targets were unclear, and appeared reluctant to say whether Houthi forces were targeting U.S. ships. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.